have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Hello. Thank you for joining us on today. Once again, it's Thursday, and we're thankful. It's a thankful Thursday. This is Loretta Petit, and this is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. This is home base where we deal with the real issues, challenges, but also the opportunities for winning through tips, preaching, teaching, and reaching, where you are encouraged to dream again, to dream big. We've got a guest today, but just before we get to our guest, we're going to go to God in prayer. Father, we come now to thank you for this day, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God, for everything in it. Lord God, it was power-packed, and God, for everything we were able to reach out and touch and make a part of our experience, we want to say thank you, Lord God. We come today asking for your guidance, and Lord God, that you are seen, that you are felt in what we're sharing on today. We want you to get glory. Father, we thank you for our awesome producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim. We give you praise for her and for all of the things you have entrusted into her hands. And we want to thank you for Jerry Royce, God, also making a way. So, God, we thank you today, and we pray blessings upon every listener and everyone connected to the Elation Magazine and radio family. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. A thankful Thursday. My God, count your many blessings and see what the Lord has done. We've got a guest today, as I said earlier. She is another woman winning at life. And on today, I'm happy to bring her forward. She and I go back a ways. We were both in ministry training together. She is such a beautiful sister, and she's got big dreams, and she's going after her dreams, and I love that. She's got a brand new book out, got a brand new grandbaby coming, and all that kind of good stuff. Her book is called Intrigue. By the way, her name is Elder Mary J. Irons. We're just going to call her Mary today. All right, and she has a wonderful show, and she comes on saying, hello, it's Mary Monday. So I want to say hello and welcome to the podcast, Mary. How are you?
Hello, Dr. Lowe. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. I have been, of course, on your platform on several occasions, and I am still indebted and grateful to all of the wonderful people who give me an opportunity to share. And so we have so many things that God entrusts with us and put inside of us. So we need those platforms. And so you've got a brand new book out. We're excited about your journey and what God has downloaded to you and that you have presented to the public. So on today, we want to talk a little bit about who Mary J. is and your latest project. So having said that, tell everybody who Mary J. is.
Thank you once again, Dr. Lowe. I love you. You know my sister. I love you. Yes, we do go way, way back for many, many years, and you have always remained the same. I love you. But yes, Mary J. is a woman after God's heart. Mary J. is one who loves God with all her heart, one that particularly don't mind going against the grain of things. When God speaks, I just obey and move out. I am a mother of three and a grandmother of two. They call me Grand Mary. Just had a new one just born on just the other day on the 28th. So I thank God for my new miracle blessing that he's just added into my life. I am a woman of treasure, the founding CEO of Women of Treasure, empowering women from all walks of life, and also a motivational speaker and author of my new book that I am so godly proud of, Intrigue. So thank you again for having me on today.
Awesome. Well, I guess I misunderstood. I thought the baby was coming this Sunday. The baby came last Sunday.
The baby came Sunday. Yes, the baby came Sunday.
Well, awesome. Congratulations. Yeah, I didn't. I got that twisted. Congratulations. And tell my Isaiah congratulations as well. Amen. So you are, you are definitely busy. And it's a good busy, though. You know, when you're walking in,
yes,
you're calling. Yeah, when you're walking in your calling, it's a good busy. So your book, Intrigue, I was invited to your call when you had it, but I had other irons in the fire. No pun intended,
right,
with irons.
But I just that was true, Dr. Lowe. That was true.
Wasn't it, though? Yeah, it was kind of cute. Okay, so, yeah, and I couldn't be there. So on today, we want to have an I want to give you an opportunity to tell us what's special about your book, and why should people seek out getting it? I mean, what is it going to help us? What void maybe it'll fill, or what education we'll get, or you don't have to tell the whole thing, but, you know, just a few choice words that will help us to understand how it would fit, you know, into our lives and why we need to have this book.
Wow, yeah, that's a good question. I tell you, Dr. Lowe, I am blessed and honored of God just to have written this book. You know, this book, Intrigue, Shifting Your Paradigm to Produce Positive Life-Changing Results. It deals with romance, relationships, and religion. And God birthed this book in me during a trying time of my life when I was going through a very devastating divorce. I began to pen on paper. And, you know, God started dealing with me as it relates to healthy relationships and being healthy. You know, we have to become healthy individuals ourselves, and we know that healthy individuals produce healthy relationships. So with this book, as I was going through the divorce, you know, I was writing this while I was homeless for 45 days, living in a hotel room, ashamed of my experience and my past and what I was faced with, and not wanting to tell anybody, not wanting to really come out and speak, talk to anybody about, you know, what I was dealing with. But God just used me to begin writing, you know, and I began to just write and pour out on paper. But Intrigue actually deals with the total man. You know, it deals with our personhood, taking us from our professional life to our personal life to our private life, and it deals with it step by step. I go into the first chapter, speaks about market your product. How do you market your product? You know, I demonstrate a house being up for sale, and how do you make that house presentable to market to go on sale? Why would a consumer want to purchase your home? But it's a self-help, self-awareness book, and it empowers everyone, not just women, but everyone, to live their best life, to reach their fullest potential so they can live the best life that God has intended for us to live. So we go from market your product to make the investment. Making the investment deals with, you know, how do you invest in yourself, your goals, your dreams, investing in you first, pouring into you, getting to know who you are, making the investment that you're worth the investment. And it goes on to, from market your product, make the investment, manage your time. Manage your time deals with all of the time that we allow people to just steal from us. I talk about the time, the time changes and the time changes. So, I break the book down, and as I said, it goes from your professional standpoint, your professional life, into your personal life, into your private life. So it shifts your paradigm. It shifts your belief system, the old way of thinking, those old traditions, those old generational curses. It shifts all of that, and it breaks up all of that ground. I start talking about the chase, you know, the chase, how we're chasing all of the wrong things, looking for love in all of the wrong places, going after those things that are temporal. And so that's what the chase is about. And it goes from the chase to know your size, how big is too big, sex toys. So much is in this book. How big is too big? I'll just give you a glimpse of that. As I said before, it's a paradigm shift. It is a paradigm shift. So when you're reading, you have to have an open mind while you're reading this book, because it's going to shift your thinking. And so how big is too big speaks about your vision. How big is your vision? You know, who told you your vision was too big? Who told you that you could not do it? And why did you believe that you couldn't? When God gives us a big vision, you know, it is scary. It is scary, and it's humanly impossible. That's why he anoints us and appoints us for what he has put to our hands. And so how big is too big deals with all of that, letting you know that there's nothing too big or too hard for God. And so God just used me with this book, with all of these innuendos and all of these subliminal messages. Is very intriguing. That's why it was titled Intrigue, Because when you begin to read the chapter, when you start reading, it's not exactly what you would think it's about, but you will find a shift, and it will cause you to think deeper. It's very compelling and thought-provoking intrigue.
Awesome. Okay, great. So I heard a whole lot of things that you mentioned, and I'm just going to touch base on a few of them. You were talking about from the professional side, marketing, and self-help, well, empowering yourself to the personal and to the private. Okay, so when we talk about personal, we talk about private. What's the distinction there?
Personal, your personal life is those things that you do from day to day that may be in home, what you do at home, how you do it. Your public and your professional life is the life that you display. Perhaps social media, you would say that's your professional life, that's your public life. But your personal life is those things that, you know, you deal with your immediate circle, your intimate family. Your private life is those things that nobody know about. No one knows your struggle. No one knows what you're dealing with or have dealt with. No one knows exactly what you're going through, those things that are private to you that you whisper to God, you know, that you share with God. Or if you have a partner and you're yoked up in marriage, you're connected with that person may get a part of your private life, but not everyone knows that. You know, we have a way of showing what we want the public to see, and that's what everybody sees. But the private side of us, no one gets to really touch that part of us. So I deal with that. You know, I talk about pillow talk, and it breaks down the going through the private sector of your life, dealing with the things from day to day, the obstacles and all of the weight and the challenges, and just being able to unwind at night and release those things. So it's a great paradigm shift. It is.
Mm-hmm. So it appears to me that you could have had three books.
Yes.
I mean, because all of the topics that you kind of share, touched on, a lot of stuff can go to each one of those, a whole lot. But
right.
Who knows? It
absolutely
could be a spin-off, right? That's what we do, you know, writers. We spin
You see, you must be a prophet. You must be a prophet. God has given me 10 books. He's put 10 books in me to write. I'll be releasing my next book in the spring, and that book is entitled I'm Lonely and I Like It. That's what that book is about.
Right.
So it is actually a spinoff from Intrigue.
How about that now, huh? Hmm. Yeah, my prophetic gift pops in at any given moment. I never really know when it's coming. I'm not the kind that I could say, okay, buy tickets and come to my meeting because I'm going to prophesy. Nah, it doesn't happen like that for me. I just kind of go in somewhere. And I don't know where I'm at, but I'm saying some things, and they know what it is. Okay, so I wanted to ask you, for all of the listeners, because this is a show really for women. We have brothers that check it out from time to time. And while we are on that, let me just say to everybody listening that you definitely can reach out to me. Send your emails to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. I'm always looking forward to sharing with you. Today I'm talking to Mary J. Iron. She is the author of a book called Intrigue that deals with your professional life, your personal life, and your private life. And she dropped a few nuggets on us just a little while ago. So if you missed out on that, you can always check out this podcast on Spreaker.com and several other places you can find it. You certainly can find it on YouTube. I'm there as well. It is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. So let me ask you this question for the sake of ladies who are listening who may be in a situation and trying to balance it all. Why do you think that we feel ashamed when we're going through a divorce?
I believe that it has everything to do with our belief system. You know, it goes back to the paradigm shift of what we've been taught, you know, what we've been trained to think. a lot of times, especially women in ministry, you know, when we're in ministry and we're praying for believing God for so many people, even in pouring into people, because I was one to do just that. I empower women, and so I was pouring into women and helping them go through with their marriages and, you know, talking to them to you know, commit to their vows and commit to their marriage and to stay and stick it out. And so when you are a woman in ministry and now that devastation has hit your home and you're dealing with those things head on, it's like that shame comes, because it's almost as, you know, I'm going to tell you all this way. When I was actually, after I had gone through my divorce, I was in the process of going through my divorce. I remember a time out, and this is not in this particular book, but I'll be releasing it in another book that God has birthed. But I remember being on my living room floor, Dr. Lowe, and the enemy started taunting, you know, just like taunting me, you know. And I began to hear the laughter of the devil, and it was very, very loud. It was getting louder and louder and louder in my ear. I almost had a breakdown. I remember falling to the floor screaming, Lord, you know, what is going on? And the devil was telling me, look at you. You know, you prophesy. You lay hands. You pray for everybody else. You help everybody else. You help their children. Now look at you. You didn't see this. You didn't know this. You're so discerning. How did you not see? And so that's why, that's where the shame all comes. You know, it's almost like, well, who can I tell? Because after all, women in ministry or anyone in ministry, we're in that light where people are looking up to us. We're mentors for so many others. We help so many others. And so now it's almost that, wait, you know, what happened to you now? Why are you down here? Or why are you at this place? So that's the kind of language that the enemy was speaking to me in my head. And I believe the shame comes because you really don't know who you can talk to. It goes back to the private part of you. The private part. Like, who do you share your nuggets with? Who do you share your nakedness with? Who can you get naked with and they not judge you? Or not try to condemn you.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Condemn you and judge you and cast you away.
Yes.
And so you have to, you get really shame, and it's almost like putting back on your fig leaves, you know. Adam, who told you you were naked? You know, where are that? Who told you you were naked? So a lot of times, and I believe a lot of times too, because we criticize and we feel that condemnation, and condemnation alone brings about guilt and shame. You know, and you're not so sure who you can actually go to. Because one thing that I've learned in ministry, you know, everybody is not open to hear. You know, we offer people prayers. Prayers are wonderful. Prayers are great. But prayer has to be coupled with action. You know, we have to give them guidance. We have to give them some steps to take, not just say, I'm praying for you, and send them on their way, you know? And so a lot of times when that happens, you know, women walk away, like I felt at one point, walk away, it's almost like with your head in the sand, like, okay, they're praying for me, but should I have shared so much? Should I have said this to that person? Okay, you know? Because I pray for me. I already prayed, and I thank them for their prayer, but there's no counsel, there's no guidance, you know. So that's the shame and condemnation, and that's the guilt you begin to feel that you're going to be judged, you know, and criticized and ridiculed.
Yeah. And so I personally had to go through that. It was it took a year for me to get it together. I really had a lot of emotional baggage with that. But I think, you know, I guess it just depends on the person and how, you know, you deal with that kind of a situation, because it's hard on anyone, whether they're of the cloth or not.
Right.
But, you know, I think when we, I'm not a person that, I don't judge people. I don't like to judge. I'm going to say this. I'm a fruit inspector, and I do gather my own ideas about things. But I don't like to come down on people and say, oh, well, you should have did that. And that's why that happened to you.
Exactly.
That's not my language.
Right.
That's not my heart.
Right.
And so when it happened to me, I wasn't so much ashamed that it happened to me. I just felt that I was a loser. I just felt like, you know, I was losing at this game called marriage, and I'm better than that. I'm supposed to be winning, you know. I felt that. So, and that condemned me for a year. I just kind of felt like, man, mm-hmm. I have to hold my head down. I don't want to hold my head down. And so I had the conflict going on in me. And so everybody, I think, has maybe a little bit different feeling that they go through when this is a situation. And I was, you know, I was saved, and I don't know for sure if I was in ministry, but I could have been. I'm not sure. But the point I'm making is, even as a believer, those walking in darkness are looking for light in you. And honestly, in that right year, there was no light. I mean, there was light in me because Jesus is in me. But it was like my life had all kind of smudge on it. I couldn't shine a light in a hole and help you see nothing at that point, because I was so much in grief, you know, myself. It was like I had, like somebody had died. That's the way it felt for me. You know, and I ask you that because I just want women to know you don't have to feel ashamed when and if that should happen in your life. You're human too. And, you know, when you put your best foot forward and you've given it all you've got and it's still not enough and they walk out on you or they put you out, sometimes they say, I'm not leaving, here's your stuff, get out. You know, all kind of scenarios can happen. You know, it could be a situation where blood is drawn, police is coming. This could be anything. And mine was kind of on that level. But, you know, whatever the case is, you don't have to hold your head down. You don't have to be ashamed. Just give life, you know, the best you can each day. Each day, just take it as you can take it. You know, things are going to shift and change in your life, but, you know, just take it one day at a time and trust God every step of the way. But again, like Mary said, you know, you don't share too much with too many because, you know, people will make you feel worse sometimes. You've got to ask God,
definitely,
who can I talk to? You know, who can I pull into my circle? Who will have my back? Who will encourage me when I really need it the most? You know, that kind of thing. Because honestly, all the years I worked in radio and I ministered, I mean, I was speaking out almost every week at somebody's church or event, and I was going 2 and 3 times a week, and it was a lot. And I said, it's just so much. Who can I share with what I'm really feeling? I said, I'm going and I'm ministering the gospel and helping all these people, and I'm doing what God has called me to do. But I feel drained. I feel like I need somebody to lift me up. I feel like, you know, who can I talk to? Who can I talk to? I don't have any biological sisters. Who can I talk to? So I've always gone through that. I think I'm managing it better now because it's been so long. But it is a definite situation. It's a definite situation because there's too many people who love God, who say they love God, but they're still judgmental. And you know, they hurt you. They hurt you when you're already down for the count. What can I say?
Absolutely.
But it's been a pleasure talking to you. I'm going to ask you just finally, as we prepare to close, your ministry is a ministry of women. You've already answered that one for me. I wanted to ask you about, in this season, what would your encouraging message be to the sisterhood?
Well, my encouraging message to sisterhood is to develop yourself, you know, to take time out for yourself, to develop who you are, to develop your personhood, and to just love on you and pour everything that we pour out to so many other people. Take a season out to just pour into yourself. A lot of times I find us giving, always doing. And we never take the time to just pause, even if you have to just sit for a season by yourself to just get to know who you are and to invest in you. That's what my second chapter is about, you know, investing in yourself and marketing your product. That's all about self-awareness, just getting in tune and in touch with who you are, and just go with your gut. Many times we pull on other people. We need them for sisterhood bonding, and that is nothing like it, you know. Find a nice bond of sisterhood, coffee sisters, women of treasure. There's so many empowering sisterhood connections that will just hold you up. You know, I believe that's why mm-hmm. God gave me Women of Treasure organization, to help women, because I didn't have that bond. So right. It's needed. But in this season, ladies, before we do anything for anybody else, because we know as women, we wear so many hats, and that is to take time out for you. Yeah, take time out for self.
Okay, and finally, where can they get your book, Mary J?
They can go to my website at maryjenterprise.com, maryjenterprise.com, and that's Mary J-A-E, enterprise.com, or they can also get it at amazon.com.
Awesome. Well, this has been another installment of this program that's here to deal with the real. We deal with the real, the issues, the challenges, but also, of course, the wonderful things that God allows women to do. I do want to encourage you once again to dream, and to dream big. Hey, listen, as we close, I want to leave you with this quote from Harriet Tubman. Way back in the day, your girl said this: every great dream begins with the dreamer. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars, to change the world. And I believe it. And if you believe it, nothing and nobody can stop you. I'm Loretta Petit. This has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. We are celebrating, and we're celebrating us, women winning at life. Thanks, Kimmy Kim. Everybody, have a wonderful rest of the week, and God bless. Bye-bye. And thank you, Mary J.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's that time of year again. I'm so excited. Listen, let's just have some fun. This was a tough year, but we're all here. So let's do a bit for everybody. Holiday season, baby. We're going to have some fun. Let's do this thing, man.
Let's do it big. From us to you.
It's time for us to spread some love. Peace and holiday cheer. It's that season. Special time of the year.
So go and grab your family, friends too. Let's celebrate the baby boy, the same in you.
Heaven and nature.
Happy holidays.